A man who maybe misses Minnesota, but probably doesn't miss 32 degrees, joins us on the phone this morning. Tim Sitars graduated in 1986, and he was a football player here at UMD. He's got a very different job now, and he joins us this morning to talk about it. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. And no, you don't miss freezing drizzle in 32?
No, I don't, especially when I had young kids, and you get them all bundled up, and then all of a sudden, Mom, Dad, I got to go potty.
Uh-huh.
That type of deal. Then you got to take everything off of them.
So you moved to California to make dealing with your children more easy.
No. I moved to California to go basically follow my dream. And that's where I had this is the state I had to come to in order to do it.
Okay, so I got to back up a step. Because only in Glee or at Morehead State in the 80s were football players or athletes also, you know, involved wanting to do theater or wanting to sing. It turns out that the whole time I was at Morehead State, Kevin Sorbo was down at the Sports Center working out. Okay. But on TV, football players don't sing. They don't act. And you were even drafted into the NFL.
Well, I signed a free agent contract. A non-drafted free agent contract with the Philadelphia Eagles in 91. I graduated high school in 86 and UMD in 91. And then I got hurt right before training camp. And then I went to another football league called the Professional Spring Football League in 92. And then made that team, then the league folded. And then I was like, now what? So I'm delivering appliances, making money in Minneapolis. And I finally went, I'm going to California to be a stuntman. And I've been doing it ever since.
So you made your dream happen. You know, not everybody can make your dream happen. I'm just saying. I mean, I wanted to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, I'd have a really hard time making that dream happen.
Well, you've got to be somewhat realistic on them. But, yeah, you know what? I think if you work hard enough, you can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But I also, you know, my skin is, you know, thickened up, and you have to deal with rejection, and you have to accept that you're going to fail.
Well, and that's one of the things that we don't get taught about enough. You know, it's kind of like you fail, and people go, pat, you know, there, pat, move on. And we need to figure that, you know, fail. We need to rethink the way we look at fail. But moving on, was this your big break? You were in The Revenant. We were kind of in The Revenant.
I had a fight with Leonardo DiCaprio.
So you were the movement. Now you got to walk us through this process, because this is really fascinating to those of us who don't live it.
I have to be very careful on what I say because I signed a non-disclosure.
Okay.
So what you're reading has come from other people mentioning it.
Okay.
But you've never seen Tim Sitars quote himself on anything.
All right. Well, I ask you about the process? We've seen on television actors with little, like, electrodes stuck all over them, and that's how the computer maps their movement?
Sure, motion capture.
Okay, is that part of it?
They used motion capture for things in the movie, yes. But
okay.
They did a different style of it. This was kind of first of its kind. It was movie magic, and it was very interesting to see how they were shooting this, filming this, and then, I didn't know what it was going to look like later.
Now, may I ask, did you shoot this on location? Did you shoot these scenes where they were going to do the magic? Because you were playing the bear. Did they shoot the scenes on location, or were you in a studio?
I fought Leonardo DiCaprio on location.
Oh, boy.
You were out in Squamish.
Okay.
Squamish, British Columbia.
All right. So you're a Minnesotan. You know, you're a Minnesotan. So you're a Minnesotan. You're 6'4". And you say to Leo, Hey, California boy, let's do it. Did you have to do any research, or were there any advisors there that were giving you information on how bears move so that you were moving in a realistic for a bear way?
For our fight, yes, there was the fight I did with Leo. There was research. Yes, quite a bit of research and rehearsal time.
Okay, and did they have a bear expert or a fight expert working with you?
There was a stunt coordinator by the name of Doug Coleman, and he would listen to Alejandro, the director, on what and how he wanted the fight to look like. And then with Doug and the stunt team, a fight that we did, you know, we would rehearse it, and then they would bring the director in and do a show and tell and see, you know, and we'd film it, you know, on our, you know, smaller cameras and show it to them. And, you know, changes are made for our fight.
So when you are an actor, there's this whole willing suspension of disbelief. I mean, there's the part of you that's a real person, that's really Tim, that maybe in the back of your mind is going, I'm playing make-believe. But obviously, you need to take it seriously. You need to do the work because you know what the work is and you want to be a perfectionist. But you're pretending to be a bear and you're fighting with Leonardo DiCaprio. How does... When you're in a mock fight with someone or a stunt fight with someone, does it work better for you as a performer to have feelings of animosity toward that person? Or can you do it even if you have a good off-screen relationship with that person?
That's a good question. I'm 6'4", I'm 250, I'm bald, I have a goatee, I have pointed sideburns, I've never been a cop, I'm always the bad guy. And so, when I get into the fights, we rehearse them, so I know what's going on, I know what they're going to do, they know what I'm going to do, but you have to have an element in there of I want to break you in two or whatever the scene is.
But the character's motivation, whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah, because you got to sell it with the face too.
Right.
You know, you have to sell it with the rest of your body, how you clench. And, you know, but movie and TV fights are probably the hardest actions to sell for the audience because everybody's seen a real fight. And then how many times have you watched something and go, oh, that was a miss, or, oh, that didn't look realistic? It's because you got people that aren't selling it. They're not getting into it. And you know, it's not only throwing the punches, but receiving the punches,
right,
or the kicks.
Right.
And so, yeah, there is an element where you have to think for that character. And I believe the more you do it, the more successful you will be, and you'll end up getting more work.
May I ask, how tall is Leonardo DiCaprio?
He's about 6 foot.
Okay, so you were taller than he, but not by a lot.
No, I was shocked how tall he was. I mean, you always see Leo from, you know, Titanic, and you know, you think of him as the young kid from Titanic.
Sure.
He's, what is he, 40 years old, I think? But he looks really, really young. Except probably in this one because he was growing that beard. But, you know, I was sitting next to him like, I didn't realize how tall he was. You know, I remember thinking that. And I was like, okay.
Did you ever have a point where, you know, and actors know that this can happen every so often on set, where you just hit a point where some little devil takes a hold of you and you do something unscripted and goofy? Did you at any point just pick him up and throw him just because you could?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No.
I bet actors really hate that.
So do stunt people. I've been punched. I've had my nose broken like 3 or 4 times by different actors and actresses.
Oh, no.
And I expect it from, you know, it sounds really weird. I expect it from them for the fact that they go to acting class and they can do 10, 20, 30 pages of dialogue.
Right.
You don't see a stuntman doing that. You don't see a stuntwoman doing that. But, right. you know, working our craft, you know, we'll go to the gym, we'll go to the beach, we'll go to a park, and we'll work on fights and rehearse stuff. You don't see the actor doing that. Sometimes they will, but so they do what they do well. I do what I do well. We try and marry it together. But if another stunt guy keeps tagging me, well, you know, you might give him one back somewhere, you know.
But if an actor is likely to just, you know, biff you because they're not, you know, that's not their thing, maybe. They haven't rehearsed and trained the same way you have. No. So do casting people go to movies and watch looking for good stunt guys? How do you get jobs?
Not really. It's how do I get jobs? When you first start out, you got to get your union card, the Screen Actors Guild card. And it's a catch-22. You can't get your union card unless you do a union movie, and you can't do a union movie unless you get your union card.
Right.
So, I was, you know, when I first moved out here, I was an extra. You try and get your vouchers. But then you take your headshot and resume once you're in the union. And it was a thing we did called hustling. So I've got my picture. I've got my resume. And you drive from set to set and wait around to introduce yourself to the stunt coordinator. And then the stunt coordinator, you pester him enough, you know, and he's like, okay, here's a new kid. He's got, you know, two credits, and that probably lies anyway. I'm going to give him a shot. So you might have a big bar fight. Well, they're going to put you furthest away from camera, your filler, you know, that type of deal. And if you do a good job, he might move you closer on a next show or put you a little closer to camera, you know. Don't screw up, because you're only as good as your last job.
Well, Tim, we're running out of time, which I hate. I wish we had more time to talk with you about this, but I got to ask, this has got to be, like, in stunt person world, this gig, playing the Bear and the Revenant, has got to be, like, a huge big deal for you. I mean, career-wise, is that right?
Doing the fight with Leonardo in the Revenant, and how big the movie's become, it really is a nice thing to have on my belt. You know, I've been in probably around 200-250 film and TV and film shows, but this one's definitely more getting notoriety, I guess, for me. It's nice. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to write an email to my mom and say, hey, I talked to the Bear and the Revenant. You know, I mean, it's kind of a big deal for us back home, too. You know,
I didn't say I was.
So, yeah, that's very true. That's very true. A guy who knew the guy who played a guy who fought with Leonardo DiCaprio during the making of The Revenant.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Tim, thanks for setting me straight. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us this morning. It was a real pleasure.
This is fun. I missed the Lewis.
Well, come on back any old time.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it in the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, wait till it warms up a little bit. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
Tim Sitars is a hometown boy and a graduate of UMD, and he is a stuntman in Hollywood who worked in the movie The Revenant. And that's all we're going to say about that.